So, welcome to Webstock. It's a privilege for us to be bringing Webstock to you, and we hope that the next 2 days will be inspiring and memorable and wonderful. There's a lot of people that we'd like to thank. Firstly, all of the speakers here, you guys rock and you make Webstock what it is. To all of our sponsors, to Provoke and Microsoft, Intergen, Google, DNA, Scoop, and Verb, thanks for understanding our vision for Webstock. Without your support, we couldn't have done it. To all of our suppliers and our volunteers, and especially to the team at Clockwork, you've done more than could be expected. Thank you. Mostly, thanks to everyone here for coming. There's a great web community in New Zealand, and we're really proud that we're a part of that. And finally, and this is from the rest of us running Webstock, thank you, Tash. We know exactly how much you've done. I'll be quick, but there's a few housekeeping things we want to get. So please wear your name tags at all times. It's what gets you into the conference and all the events here. If you've got any queries, need any assistance, go to the registration desk out there, and the lovely people there will help you out. Please refer to your handbook that's in your bag, and there's lots of really useful stuff in there. Room locations, toilet locations, where do you go if you've got any special dietary requirements, how to access the Wi-Fi, and so forth. A note that the stream sessions when they operate are on a first-in, first-served basis, so just make a note of what you want to go to and get to them as quickly as you can. We want to try and keep to the schedule throughout the day, so if you're coming back from a stream session, just hurry back to the next one. In case of a fire or an emergency, there was an emergency, there should have been a continuous fire alarm there, but please leave by one of the exits and assemble in the car park out by the Michael Fowler Centre. Okay, so a long, long time ago, and somewhere around 30 or 40,000 years ago, so way, way, way back, and incidentally, but not coincidentally, for those of you who've read Philip Pullman's his Dark Materials trilogy, this is about the time that the dust started falling on Earth. So a long, long time ago, humans suddenly started doing some new things, some things that they hadn't done before. And they spent some time doing, well, crafts and paintings. And they made beads and pendants and necklaces of amazing beauty and sophistication. And they created intricate paintings on rock walls. And I'll digress slightly because it's Valentine's Day, but they apparently also had great sex. And I can't resist showing this slide. It's a 28,000-year-old sex aid. So what were they doing? Not so much this object, but the others. They were imbuing these things with symbolic meaning. And they were certainly inventing new ways to communicate and to connect with each other. And through all of this, they were creating new social bonds. And so why did this suddenly happen 30, 40,000 years ago? It was just a complete change. And one of the theories as to why it happened is that it was cold. And so they were living in the midst of an ice age. And this forced geographical and physical and social changes on them. And as a response to these climatic changes, they did what people tend to do. So they packed up and they moved to warmer climates. And they lived in caves. And they lived closer together. So these things were forcing changes on them. And because of these changes, how they interacted with each other changed also. And because how they interacted with each other changed also, this amazing stuff, this new stuff was being created by them. So I read about this, and there's a really good book by Alex Wright called Glut. And I read about this, and I was struck firstly by this amazing sense of optimism in reading it. And here are these humans, us, our ancestors, and in the face of adversity, they were huddled in caves during an ice age. And yet they were spending time, and amazing amounts of time, in one burial site they found 14,000 beads. They were spending time making these wonderful, beautiful, symbolic stuff. And they were creating things beyond the immediate here and now, beyond the immediate need for survival. And I just found incredibly optimistic. And I was struck, secondly, by how similar a lot of that story sounded to the internet, and the sense that the internet has changed our perception of closeness, and it's obliterated geographical distance, and it's allowed new ways of connecting with each other, and it's met an environment where we've created a whole lot of astonishing new stuff also. And I was struck thirdly by, well, those new connections that they had created these stunning paintings, things that inspire awe in us to this day. And our new connections enabled us to create, well, Twitter. New ambient intimacy in the face of adversity caused by the ability to connect in new ways. And that's Atma Puia for Twitter. So, it's summer in Wellington. February 2008. You hear it at Webstock for the next 2 days. Think of Webstock as your sanctuary. Think of it as a place to hang out, a place to communicate and to connect and to bond and kind of step away from your other life for a couple of days. And it's Valentine's Day, for God's sakes. So talk and mingle, flirt, swap shy glances over your Macs. Oh, make sure you introduce yourself to CJ Wells, who's here. She's got expectations about the sort of people she's hoping to meet at Webstock. And I've assured her that they'll be met. So this is Webstock. Enjoy. Thank you.